Oh. All right, so we've come to a new game, and Cookie and Fuck Checker and Pepper and I put our heads together yesterday, and we came up with some questions, and this one is called Hard Ask. All right, so these might be a little tough for some of us to answer. All right, so the way this works we have a list of questions here, and each one of us can ask anyone here one of the questions. Only one person's going to answer, and it's only one per show. So, guitar guy, get the ball rolling.
Oh, boy, I'm first. All right. All right, I'm going to ask, what is your worst habit?
Who are you asking?
See you, my friend.
My worst habit. That's kind of sad that I have to think about it for that long. There's probably a lot of them in there. Like,
just choose one.
I'm surprised Fuck Checker's still around.
She is a saint, she is.
Pick one. Just be like, choose that one.
Indecisive? Is that a bad habit?
I'm going to say bitching and complaining.
All right.
But hey, when you're good at something, you're good at something.
You know what I mean? That's what I told him. Everybody needs a fucking hobby, and I don't get on them for theirs.
What? Why are you talking about me? I didn't even say anything.
Nobody was talking about you. Look, fucking.
I know you're talking about me.
Easy, Tupac. It's not all about you.
Get some dip
and eat that chip off your shoulder.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, that's actually a good thing.
Yeah.
Cookie, I'm not your friend no more.
Promise?
I promise.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I swear.
And then the problem is...
Swear bear?
Are we still going out tonight?
Of course we are, bitch.
I love you.
All right, Cookie, your turn.
Do I ask or someone asks me?
You ask. You pick somebody to ask.
Don't pick
me. Let's see. But, okay.
Nope.
Okay, for...
No, I'm not going to ask you anything. No.
Jasmine, what is your most embarrassing high school moment?
My most embarrassing high school moment. Oh, my gosh.
Not being valedictorian?
Not give your mom a hand.
There was like a pep rally. I don't know if you call it. I mean, that's the most embarrassing I can think of. There was a pep rally, and I guess they were doing, like, slam dunks or something, and one of the guys' shoe, like, came straight at me. And I got the shoe.
Is there video footage? Could we look this up?
No.
Oh.
That would have been...
I'm slightly disappointed.
But, yeah, that was probably the most embarrassing that I've ever had in high school, but that's it. All right, who's doing the next question?
Why don't you ask? You ask the next question. You can ask any
one of us. Hang on, because I'm trying to look for this file and it wouldn't open on my phone.
Good job, Pepper.
What?
She's like, I'm looking for the file that Pepper sent me, and it's not open. I'm like, good job, Pepper.
Well, that's not my problem.
Oh, yeah. Pepper ruining everything.
I sent it.
Okay.
And your birdie's telling us this now? You should have brought this up in the beginning.
We were having technical.
Well, we were brainstorming. I am going to go ask Pepper, what is the weirdest thing you've done when you were alone?
Oh, my God. I've done a lot of weird things. No, just kidding. I don't know.
This ought to be good.
Just like clean when I'm in my underwear or naked. I don't know. Just clean freely. Like, just do. That's not weird to me, but I don't know. If you're looking for an answer like, oh, I banged myself out, it's not going to happen.
Banged myself out.
I banged myself to Ricky Martin. No. She bangs. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
no, nothing. Just, I don't know. Be freed. Be naked and clean
be
my house.
Free, be naked.
When no one's home.
That's trickling blood and clam juice all around the house.
It's everywhere.
Ew. I don't do it on my period.
All right. Cookie, did you already go?
I asked. I haven't been asked.
Okay.
It's like prom all over again.
Right.
All right.
Nobody wants to ask.
All right, I'll ask Cookie. Let's see. What do you dislike most about your sense of humor?
Oh.
What do I dislike most? That's like asking a pretty girl what's her least favorite feature. My sense of humor is my thing. That is...
That's why I asked
That's my essence. Is it always the best? No, but it's pretty damn good. It's pretty damn good.
There's not a bad thing.
No, yeah.
I would think it would be like, not everybody is smart enough to get my jokes. that's the way I would answer that question if it were me.
But, I guess, yeah.
But she's laughing this time, so it's okay.
Whatever, I don't care. You're not smart no more, see?
Not smart no more.
Anymore. You're not smart anymore.
Wow.
You're not smart
anymore.
Listen
here, Cookie. You're not smart no more.
You're not smart no more.
You're not smart no more.
You're not. Catch me outside.
So that's three drinks.
I'm going to start talking like a hillbilly.
Going to start?
That's all right.
Yeah.
Why don't you try stopping?
I like it.
Listen here, I clean my house.
I do what I want.
Bucket ass naked.
That's not hillbilly. That's black talk.
Yes, that is racist.
So what? Drink.
Oh my gosh.
I haven't been racist for a very long time.
Gulp.
5 minutes is not a really long
time.
No,
I haven't said racist things. I've been good.
We should add an extra rule for when she lies.
Yeah.
I thought we were doing that.
We're doing that?
Did
That's
I say
a thing
anything
now.
Racist
it
a, today?
It might as well be.
Did I say anything racist today? No.
Squanto?
I didn't. I didn't say nothing. I didn't say anything. Zero. I haven't said shit.
Wow.
I've been good.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Gotta respect people. I can't. Anyways, go on. Who's going
to
ask the next question? Me?
Who wants to
you
go?
Did. Yeah, you got
to. I have to ask a question.
Yes. Yeah, you ask.
Okay, you ask. Why not? I'm going to ask all you guys. No, just kidding.
All y'alls.
All y'all.
Is this a roundtable question?
Listen here, y'all.
I'm going to ask all y'alls. Let me see. I'm going to go. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
What is your biggest dating?
Who are you asking?
I will ask the question first, and then I'll tell.
Oh, no.
What is your biggest dating disappointment? And I want to pick my guitar guy.
My guitar guy. Oh, shit. Biggest dating disappointment.
She didn't put out.
That's not a disappointment.
I mean.
What?
Oh,
yes,
wow.
It is.
Get over it.
I don't know if that's the biggest.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, get over it.
35 cents to
if it doesn't happen, get over it. It's not a big deal. There's always tomorrow.
I gotta give me a minute on this one. This one's a hard one. I've had a few disappointments. Okay. I will tell you this one from the bottom of the caves. So, one time, me and this girl had gone out, and it's a disappointment on myself. I disappointed myself this night. So, we had gone out, I'd done a shit ton of drinking, but I'd never had, like, sex while I was drunk.
I've always been sober. Not the fucking whiskey.
Yeah, I got a bad case of the whiskey dick. Really bad.
Yeah, the whiskey dick.
And you're so young.
I know.
Get out of here!
Old guys the same, though.
So I have heard about that, but I never knew it was a thing until that night. So I experienced whiskey dick, and it was the worst night ever.
That's sad.
Yeah, no.
What if you took Viagra, and then, like, would it counteract, or would it just make you normal?
See, that is, to me, the ultimate defeat. I would not take Viagra.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like when I take Viagra, I feel just so, like, defeated. Like, ashamed.
Oh. I love defeat. I like to suck on the toes. And
I think Viagra would balance you out if you do it.
I mean, so long story short.
Kind of like if you did speed and then fucking smoked a shit ton of weed
mm-hmm.
right
it
after that.
Like you out. Like, you're like.
You basically just wasted $100.
Wow.
I mean, not that I know how much it costs.
Well, then they should invent
Pepper
a drug that does
That's
both.
That's a guesstimate. That was a Google search.
They need to invent a drug that does both.
My thing, that's just how I feel about the blue pill. I feel like once I buy it, I feel like, yep, this is me officially being old.
No, that's not old. It just happens.
It's all how you look at it. It could be like fucking no effort boater.
No, or, yeah.
But that just sucks for the girl.
Will never be disappointed.
How?
You know how you say about putting out? Ooh, you can't put out on the first date. Well, I think it sucks when you're, like, trying to get some, and then your guy fails, and he can't get up. Like, what the
but
fuck?
But if he has a Viagra, then it's not gonna fail. That's the point.
His, yeah, I'm talking about his point. Situation.
Yeah, I feel like it was...
Time to drink!
Mm-hmm. His situation.
I'm sorry, is that out loud?
Poor girl.
Chug, chug, chug.
All right, Jasmine, your turn.
To ask?
Yes.
Okay.
She's one individual.
I'm going to ask you, who is your dumbest friend?
Oh, is that even a question?
That's me.
Pepper, stand up. I'm just kidding. I believe it or not, I have friends dumber than Pepper.
Believe it or not, she is standing up.
Imagine. I was this tiny.
Wait, are you standing up on the chair right now?
Yes. I want to be as high as you.
It was a friend that Pepper and I had in elementary school.
Oh.
Wow.
Moya.
Oh, yeah, I guess he was pretty dumb.
R.I.P. Right? Just kidding.
It's a he?
Yeah.
Shot, I know, right?
Oh, like there's not that many dumb guys out there. There's plenty.
How would you know if you were there's in the kitchen where you
of
belong?
Dumb there's plenty of dumb guys. I don't need to be in no
Moya
goddamn
sounds
kitchen.
Like Lessa.
Moya sounds like a...
All right, let's see. Jasmine, what is the biggest dick move you've ever pulled?
Biggest dick move I've ever pulled.
That's a good one.
Oh, gosh.
And don't say Wilson.
Wilson.
No. Biggest dick move, Wilson. Like I was an asshole.
Yeah.
Right?
No, when you were nice. Well, I consider
there
it nice.
There was this one guy who liked me and, like, it was just really weird. I found it kind of weird. He brought, like, coffee to my house and everything. And
what an ass.
Fucking
what
dick.
Kind of coffee? And,
I hate him already.
I guess he just was too clingy. So, you know, like, I pretty much told him to, like, go home after doing it.
Oh, my God.
You served your purpose. Get the fuck out.
She's like, no. Leave the latte on the table.
Toot and boot.
Yeah. I think that's probably the most dick move I've ever done. Because he was a nice guy, but he was good looking. But, I mean, when someone's going down on you and saying, I love you, like, that's weird.
Oh, that's a big turn off.
Whoa.
Yep. Don't say those words in the bedroom.
Well, I mean, it's one thing if... I mean, like, if it's one thing if Fuck Checker is going down on me and says it, that's...
Yeah, that's different if it's your...
No,
person.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But, like...
But it's some
but
random...
We're, like, not even really dating, and...
Well, I mean, if you...
You know, he turns up with, like, Starbucks.
Still waiting to hear the problems.
It's, like, yeah. Just weird.
Wait. What did he bring you from
vibes.
Starbucks?
Like, he has, like, stalker syndrome or something. I don't know.
Yikes.
Yowzers.
Run, bro.
Yeah. I think it's the thing we've ever done. I don't regret it. I don't even remember his name. I remember what he looks like. I don't remember his name. Yeah.
All right, Pepper, your turn.
Oh, my turn. Oh, let me see. What am I going to ask and who? I want to ask my cookie. What is your biggest sex fail?
To who, Cookie?
To Cookie B.
My biggest sex fail?
And don't bring up the time your second cousin failed the test.
Ugh, never mind. Next. my biggest sex fail. My biggest sex fail was probably at Fault Line, which is a club over in Silver Lake. Someone invited me back to their vehicle, and I thought, like, oh, yay, I'm going to get some. No, I ended up having to give, so that was a huge sex fail.
Oh, my God. So you couldn't just... No, that's your sex fail.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, when you think you're going to go get some.
Yeah. But I did get drinks out of it, so...
That sounds like you every night. What, you mean I got to work?
Yeah.
Typical.
Why should I?
Sorry, Squanto talks.
Why should I have to work? I work all day.
They're all like, come with me back to my car. Ooh, a Beamer. Okay, let's do this.
Pepper hears it's time for sex. She's like, oh, I feel a coma coming on.
Oh, my back hurts. I'm not feeling good today. So if you want some, you have to do me.
They're like, no, 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 I'm good. I'm good.
No, they say.
All right, who wants to ask?
I will ask Pepper.
Don't ask me shit.
What is the dirtiest thought you've ever had?
Oh my god. I don't know.
This should have been a question for me.
We don't have that much time.
Dirty thoughts, dirty thoughts. I always have dirty thoughts of having sex or something.
Or something.
Or something.
Like, yeah.
Or something.
Try not to be so vulgar.
I know.
Just, I
you
don't
watch
know,
your
just
fucking sex. Mouth, okay?
Dirtiest just, thought is being in a porn. I don't know. Like, just, I have sexual thoughts sometimes.
Be specific.
Being in a porn.
Being in a porn. Fucking my boyfriend or just.
With midgets.
Fucking him in a porn scene. I don't know. In a fucking island. Naked. No one watching, though.
Oh, that is dirty. Ew.
It's not
no.
dirty. I don't have really. Like, those are my dirty thoughts, I guess. Womp, I consider. Womp, womp. Well, what would your dirty thought be?
Dirtiest thought?
Ooh, we only
how
carry
much time an, do we have?
We only though? Carry an NC-17 rating, sorry. That's not going to fly.
You have no dirty thoughts.
I am pure.
The Nevada high life.
I'm God. I'm the pure of God. I'm going to start going to church on Sunday. I'm going to be pure.
Okay, I got one. Let's see. Jasmine, what is the most embarrassing thing you've ever put on social media?
The most embarrassing thing I've ever put on social media. Gosh. I mean, I put a bunch of quote-unquote embarrassing things, but it's mostly like what my daughter does.
You embarrassed her.
Well, I didn't say.
Really
well,
embarrassing for me. It's more embarrassing for her.
Well, that's what. I was gonna just say. That. Like, we never said who was embarrassing for.
Okay. God, I can only remember. Okay, I can only remember this one time we were in a bathroom, and she was like probably three years old, and it's more embarrassing for the person really in the bathroom, but. I guess she was like, I was in the bathroom stall with my daughter, and she totally called out the person in the next stall who was like pooping. She was like,
oh my god.
She was like, mommy, what's that? And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, it stinks in here. And I was like, just keep quiet. And she was like, I think someone's pooping. I think it's someone wearing cowboy boots.
Oh, it was like someone she called them out.
And I was just like, shit. Like, we gotta get out of here.
Oh my god.
They look like last season from TJ Maxx.
That's embarrassing. And then you're like cleaning your hands right next to them. Like, okay, what the fuck?
Small tangent follow up question. Have you ever shit in the wrong bathroom?
Oh.
In the wrong bathroom?
Like, meaning going into the guys?
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've never done that, but I had peed, like, outside of, like, a Subway.
Eat fresh.
Who hasn't peed somewhere outside?
God, what is it? The fucking, the ashtray, those concrete ashtrays.
Oh, yeah.
Season one.
Yep, season one.
I'm back because I really had to go, you know, and I didn't want to pop a squat in the corner.
Who
and I
does?
Was drunk as hell.
I do.
So I just peed.
You gotta
on
go,
the
you gotta go.
Yeah, no, that's what happened to me. I was at Walmart and I had like kind of a hangover.
The one in Santa Fe Springs?
That's the one.
Yeah, those restrooms are mismarked.
So it gets after a night of drinking and my stomach's really wrong and I like just ran to the bathroom and I ran to the like ran into the wrong one and I didn't notice until I walked out and I was like washing my hands and I was leaving. I'm like, oh, that's odd. There's no urinals in here. And I'm like, I keep going, and I'm like, uh-oh. And then a woman walks in as I'm walking out, and I'm like, it's okay. The president said I could.
Oh, snap. Oh. My God. That's funny.
All right, guitar guy.
Yes.
Your turn. That's what do you got?
Question. I'm asking the question.
Time to ask.
Yes, sir.
Time to ask, and who am I asking? Nice.
Doesn't matter.
I think I know who and which I'm going to ask. Okay.
I already answered who is your dumbest friend.
Got it.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you?
Nope.
Oh, man. Time for that bathroom break. All right. I already know what I'm going to ask now. Pepper.
What? Don't ask me.
What is your biggest sexual fail?
Sorry, you missed that one. Ask another one.
Uh-huh.
Cookie already got that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
I told you two shakes, otherwise you're just playing with it.
I wasn't there for that one. All right. I'm still asking you, Pepper.
Okay. Ask me a good one.
What is the worst news you've ever had to deliver?
Oh, that I was pregnant to my mom.
To your mom? Really?
Yeah, because I don't want to tell anybody.
She still don't want to tell anybody.
I still don't want to even tell anybody I'm a
mom. How old is your son now?
And he'll be... Oh, he just turned 12. Shit. Yeah, I just turned 12.
Today, actually. His birthday. She's missing it.
No, his birthday was Tuesday. Yeah. That was my biggest... Or whatever new... I didn't want to tell that.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why? Well,
honestly?
I don't care. I'm an open book. I tell everything.
Oh, okay.
She keeps confusing the word book with legs.
Open book, legs, same shit. They both open.
Same. Yeah, but you're supposed to close one of them.
You don't have to close any of them.
I mean, even a book gets closed when you get to the end.
No, sometimes you leave it open.
Again, confusing. Just want to see the picture.
At least with the book, you don't know how it's going to end.
You don't know how it's going to end.
We know how the other is going to end. No, herpes and tears.
No herpes. I'm
herpes tears.
I'm cured.
Valtrex doesn't cure you.
Going back to books,
majority.
That's Pepper. That's the name
herpes.
Of Pepper's autobiography.
Herpes
tears.
She's like, not right now.
Herpes in tears. An autobiography Whatever, by Pepper of Rice and Beans.
All right, Cookie, close this one out. Last question. That's not good.
This one goes out to Jester. What is the meanest thing you've ever said to your best friend?
That's your other best friend, not me.
Besides, you're dumb. You can't say...
Bestie number two he's talking about.
The meanest thing I've ever told Pepper.
Get your shit together.
Yes, it's true. The meanest thing, and this is verbatim. Okay, fuck, I'm sorry. It's true. I'm sleeping with your mom.
Whatever. Oh. You're stupid.
You call me dad.
Why do you make him answer that?
And just for the record, you can now call me daddy.
No, I am not. I don't even call my own dad dad. No.
So what do you guys think about this new game?
It's enjoyable.
Right?
I thought he was gonna say, "What do you think about me and Mom Pepper's mom dating?"
Like, everybody's for it except you. Do
Nobody's
you want a straw
for
your fucking hatering?
Nobody's for it. It's disgusting.
Nobody.
Nobody.
I'm for it.
I'm for Why? It.
I'm
your
for
mom's
it.
For it.
Your mom's vibe it.
Nobody cares.
Hype man.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there we go.
Somebody's gonna be single soon.
I hope it's your mom.
The young 20-something college-educated guy or the 38-year-old single mother?
Both. Both. And both will do well. One will do better than the other.
Too bad only one's a commodity.
So one's
Whatever.
Single. With
he doesn't
want to
lose me.
Commodity means.
He doesn't want to lose me.
He's been trying to. You keep popping back.
No, he's not.
You're like herpes when the Valtrex doesn't work.
Screw yourself.
I need something stronger.
Whatever, he'll never leave me. He has a contract.
Actually, I'm surprised he hasn't.
All right. Yeah, a lot of us are.
I'm questioning the college he went to.
What is the surprise? He loves me. That's that. No need.
That's the surprise.
Yeah, exactly. And again, what's not to love?
We love each other in our own little special way.
Special, like as in. Like,
it's something that others won't understand.
Yeah, as in little yellow bus with the helmets.
Okay, got it.
Special little guy.
And that's just her side of it.
I'm special too.
Yes, you are, dear. Okay, and now for the moment that we've all been waiting for. We talked about this tournament all last season and how Cookie is the reigning How Well Do You Know champion. So big ups to Cookie for that. Good job.
Boo, he cheated.
Fuck kindergarten. I didn't need that shit.
Oh, look at you now.
So
look at me now, Anelka.
So with that being said, now, Cookie, as we start this next round or this new tournament for How Well Do You Know, Cookie now gets a first round bye and gets to advance to round two automatically because he is the reigning champ. So what? Cookie is going to host this first round of How Well Do You Know, and Cookie and Fuck Checker put their heads together yesterday, and they came up with the How Well Do You Know questions. This round is going to be dedicated to social media and social interaction. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, dating sites, everything having to do with social media, social interaction. So Cookie, go ahead and take it away.
Okay, so first we have, which of these are all real Twitter applications? Is it A, Twirl, Tweetalicious, Twitter Post, or is it B, Tweet or Feet, Twirl, or TweetDeck? Tweetalicious, well, this is C now, Tweetalicious, TweetDeck, or Twitter/R? Which of these are real Twitter applications?
Who's the question for?
This one will be for Jester.
I'm gonna
He just confused the shit out of me with all these Tweedledee, Tweedledum.
That's the idea, Pepper.
That's a Tweedledee, Tweedledum.
That's the idea.
I'm Tweedledee. She's Tweedledum.
Oh, he has to answer, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to go with A.
I'll just choose anything.
Damn it.
It's B.
I knew that.
It's Feet, Twirl, and TweetDeck.
God damn.
I thought it was
son of a bitch.
See, I told you we should have been on social media more.
I feel like I
next
am on
season,
media.
Next season.
All right.
Okay.
So sorry, then I'm just grabbing a pen for the score sheet here.
This is between the fourth of you, correct?
No, next person.
Okay.
He's like, no, don't ask me.
Guitar guy, yeah.
Ready? Okay, what was the original name for Twitter? Twitter, spelled WTEETER. Twitter, TWTTR. Twatter, or tweener?
Tweeter.
I want to say it's B.
That is correct.
Oh, man, that was a lucky guess.
Right? You got lucky on that one.
Yeah, no.
Right, guitar guy on the board first.
That's like that Rick and Morty. I had no control of that situation. I did not know what the fuck was happening.
Oh, where they're all crying and freaking out at the end.
I was not in control. I did not know what was going
Why
on.
Why do we keep doing this?
Maybe okay. Pepper?
Yes?
What is YouTube's slogan? Broadcast yourself, free porn, why not? Watch what you want when you want.
A.
That's correct.
Yay.
You can see it right here.
I'm not even looking. I just know YouTube.
It doesn't matter. She can't read anyways.
You're right.
Yeah, see? So I'm smart.
I can reads real goods, guys.
Y'all don't know?
I don't like you today. I'm unfriending you.
Okay, that's fine. You're doing me the favor?
But I'm going to ask you tomorrow, so just accept.
You're unfriended for the minimal 48 hours.
Just for a
so
while.
You can think about what you've done.
So I can think about what I've done, or I could feel the sweet feeling of freedom.
Do you want me to block you? There's please, no going back
please
on
block.
That.
Please.
He's like, you've been cock blocking me for years.
You gotta wait like
promises,
so many days.
Promises.
There you go.
Oh, how it's rubbing up on me.
Alright. Next.
Okay, so Jasmine. Who is Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Apple, the founder of Google, the founder of Facebook, or D, none of the above? His name is Mark Zuckerberg. Maybe I should have been writing this quiz.
So his name is
founder
Mark?
Of Facebook.
Wrong. It's D, none of the above. It's Mark Zuckerberg. Maybe I should have been writing this quiz.
Or to be E, you're both wrong. His name is Mark Zuckerberg.
Didn't you?
Yeah, he said Zuckerberg.
Oh, I missed that. I thought you said Zuckerberg.
Watch, here comes the part where she blames the Skype delay.
Okay, Chester.
Yep.
So this isn't a multiple choice. You need to give me a percentage. Mm-hmm. Currently, about what percentage of young adults have been cyberbullied?
Wow. That is
like, young adults. Like, you mean millennials?
It just says young adults. So anybody like. Maybe between the ages of like 18 and 25.
Oh, then that's 100%.
All of them.
Not what you and I do.
Oh my
God.
I was about to say, does he need to give an exact percentage on that?
I know. What if
there's
he, like,
an exact percentage?
Oh, shit.
He can't just round it off?
It's a specific number.
Well, give us like, the number.
It's not like a point something. It's
well, then
an
that's
actual,
when you should have made it like A, B,
we'll
and C.
We'll say, yeah. I'm going to say.
Gotta help him out on this one. That's
yeah,
hard.
You have to say you have to give the percentages A, B, C, and D. Like you can't
10%,
guess the exact.
30%, or 50%.
It's 30%.
50%.
Damn.
50% of young
well,
adults
surprise me.
Have been cyberbullied.
Yeah, there's a lot
online.
Of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, stay off social media.
I'm never, whatever. I'm not one of them. I don't bully nobody.
Don't stay off social media. You keep my Fridays busy.
That's right.
I'm part of the other 50. I get bullied in person by Cookie.
Say it to my face.
Is everybody picking on you?
No, just Cookie.
Cookie, leave him alone. Leave him alone,
it's
Cookie.
Playful.
I mean, I can't.
It's not playful.
I can't deny that I kind of like it.
You're welcome.
Then you're just as sick as him.
Is that rough? Is that considered rough cyber sex?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. I like to experiment.
Okay, so the next one is just like it's a specific acronym. What does it stand for? What does BAE mean? Boyfriend before anyone else, badass Essa, or Big Apple SA? BAE.
Who are you asking that to?
You.
Jasmine.
Oh, Jasmine. Yeah, Jasmine. Sorry. Like,
Jasmine. Before anyone else.
Yes. You know a lot about the internet.
This is bullshit. Why are you giving them the easy ones?
Okay, Big Daddy, calm down.
Spell hippopotamus.
Hip-hop-anus.
Hip-hop-anonymous.
Hip-hop-anonymous.
Oh, I like that movie.
Okay, this one is for Pepper.
Yes, sir.
Going back to the bay, isn't it mean? Isn't bay really like Swedish for like a shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? I'm not tripping, right? Yeah.
The more
that is
you
correct.
Know, shooting
too bad you don't get any points for that.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, it bugs me that the fact
before
that
before anything
wasn't an
else you do on your day, you take a shit.
Yeah, it's Danish. I just Googled it right now. So bay is Danish for like a shit.
Danish.
So when I call you bae in bed, does that mean I'm calling you a shit?
Yep.
Yeah, you're
the
calling
shit.
Me the shit.
Yep, you're the shit.
You smell that?
And we're back.
Skid mark.
Full circle.
Full circle.
All right.
What was the biggest social media platform fail? Was it A, Facebook, B, MySpace, C, Google Plus, or D, Tumblr?
Tumblr.
That's for Ray.
Oh, that was Pepper.
No, you said Pepper.
Said Pepper.
Oh, Pepper, Pepper. Oh, Pepper. Either way.
I'm wrong.
Yeah.
D, I said Tumblr.
Can I steal?
Oh, yeah, we forgot
I would
about
say MySpace,
part.
But I like MySpace.
Yeah, Jasmine moves to steal.
Can I steal?
Yes.
I would say Google Plus.
Yes.
I'd say Google Plus.
I don't even know about that.
Yeah.
Why would they make that?
I don't know. I mean, it was...
It's still around, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Comes with your phone.
Okay, who's next? Who goes next? The circle?
That's Ray.
Why didn't you start
Ray?
Targai.
What does QQ stand for? Quick question, quickie, sarcastic, or crying?
QQ? I've never heard this. My dark sense of humor wants to say quickie, but I mean, realistically, I want to choose... What was the first one again?
Why would you say quickie if there's two Qs?
Quick question.
Quick question.
No.
No?
Move to steal.
Yes.
Sarcasm.
Well, it's kind of, okay, so the abbreviation precedes an emotional in text, so it's often used sarcastically, but it means crying, so it could be either crying or sarcastic, so that's a win either way.
Yeah, yeah.
That well, means really.
And Jester is on the board. All right, so let's see, that would bring, that means me in the rotation.
Okay, wait 1 second. Sorry.
Yeah, he's looking for the hardest one possible, so give him a fucking second.
No, you're not going in line.
No, I pre-game too hard, so I want to read these questions before I
read them. What is the question?
As he starts sounding like Ozzy, I know, right? Osbourne more and more.
That's the same. Damn it, Jester.
Okay. So, who's next? Jester? Okay, what is a ship when used to describe, like, on social media, so you're posting the word ship? A large floating vessel, a large dick, a large wallet full of money, a term to describe a relationship or couple?
D.
Correct.
Yeah, yo. God, I was reaching for
ship.
That one, too.
Ship? I was going to say dick. Yeah.
Ship. Wow.
You would. So really, now one fucking person is surprised.
Well, I don't know. I think of a dick when I hear about a ship.
When you hear about, like, fucking anything.
Whatever.
So, she's like, cactus. Oh, dick.
No, that's not a good one.
Hold on. I'm back on that ship thing. So people really out there saying, like, oh, yeah, I'm in a ship with...
No,
I'm guessing.
It, shipping like,
ship it. I'm in a ship and it's fucking drowning.
Dang, like, how do you, like, no, like, I'm so out of touch with
I'm on the Titanic.
So, like, if you see a couple or something, like a picture of a couple, you're
that
like,
so
oh, yeah,
stupid,
I ship
these
it.
Words they pick
like,
these days.
You go with it. Like, you want them to be together type of thing.
I ship it.
Mm-hmm. That is
so
dumb.
So I don't want Pepper and her boy to ship it.
Ship it. Fucking that ship has already sailed.
I want him to make better life choices.
Okay, so
well,
there's
only
the Titanic.
He's not.
I want me and Cookie to ship it.
You shush. You want to ship it?
Ship that.
I want to ship it with a
Cookie
bunch
shipped.
Of ships.
That is a stupid fucking word.
That's like paying for.
I want to ship it.
That's like paying for
mom,
a hooker Pepper. With a personal check.
Pepper, me
wait,
and your
you can't
mom
do that?
Are gonna ship it.
Ship it.
I mean, yeah. You could, but it's kind of like. I mean, you could, but it's kind of like.
That's
for
a stupid thing.
Paying a hooker
just
with
say,
a personal check.
You're in a relationship. Fucking ship.
Okay, so I'm going to take accountability. Fuck Checker totally did her job in writing out these 15 questions, but I did
Woo-hoo.
Not do my job in looking over them.
When do you ever?
So you shut your mouth. You shut it good. So we have one last question. Even though there's a total of 15, I think I only went through like 10 or 11.
Oh, okay.
But this is the last question.
No, wait, three more. Are there three more?
There are three more,
but he doesn't want to do it. Yeah.
Okay, three. Do three more because there's... Jasmine, Ray, and Pepper left in this round.
Oh, okay.
I've got a point.
I know.
Yeah.
Shh.
Yeah.
Hush, woman.
I got 1 point.
Go make me a sandwich.
I don't know who you're talking to, but I do not.
This
go
just
in the
kitchen. From Fuck Checker.
I know.
Okay.
Sorry. It's okay.
Okay, so here's the next question. Who's going next?
Jasmine.
Yeah, I'll go.
If you had Tom on your top 10, what social media were you on?
Ooh, I know that one.
That's
so
correct.
Easy.
Yeah. Come on. She's smart.
He's giving it to you because it's Fortune Cookie Friday.
You're welcome.
Right at top
bullshit.
10, I already
that's
knew which
bullshit.
One it was.
I want an easy question.
Okay, let's see. Who's next?
That would be Guitar Guy.
Guitar Guy. True or false, Grindr is a dating app for lesbians?
False.
Who is it a dating app for?
For homosexuals.
Which, those are gay men. It's for gay men specific. Lesbians are homosexuals as well.
Homosexual men.
There you go. So do you got there.
For that fucking answer, do we give him a half point? I mean...
Do we drink for that?
No. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I think no, Pepper should get to drink for that.
It's Pepper's game. Pepper gets to drink.
My bad.
All right.
But I need a refill.
We all have Pepper moments every now and then.
Last question.
What are you drinking?
Your mom.
Ew.
Hey-o.
That's not nice. It's pretty stale.
I'm drinking Modern Times beer.
Leave my woman out of this. She's not stale.
Coffee. Let me smell it.
Has cocoa nut.
Cocoa nut?
Cocoa nut.
Cocoa nut.
And gaitro.
Cocoa nut and a gaitro. That's a good mix.
Yeah.
Cocoa guy nut. We'll just call it that.
All right. Final question. This one is for Pepper.
Yay. I'm not going to answer it. The Black House.
It's black.
What's the number? Ooh, the Black House. San Diego. Got to go there. Can't be racist, though.
Can't be racist.
The White House and the Black House.
The Black House. So if in the White House they have McDonald's, okay. In the Black
House... How come
house?
They don't have a Mexican house?
The Brown House?
The Brown House.
Oh, okay. I get it.
I'll go there.
Oh, okay.
That's in TJ?
Fuck Checker is on her shit. Thank you. Okay.
She's always on her shit. Good job.
Let's see.
She gets a golden star.
Always. Don't look.
I can look if I want. I can't read.
Right.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Once again, you are correct.
Yes, I can't read. I don't even know what you're saying.
But you don't get a point for that, so sorry.
I can't read. And I can't even read upside down.
You can't even read right side up, so what difference does it fucking make?
Sometimes I can. If it has pictures.
You ready?
You like pop-ups?
Mm-hmm.
Is ready? She's going to
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm always ready.
Okay, how many photos can you put in a single Instagram post? 5, 10, or 3?
I'll say 3.
Move to steal.
No. Wait. Hold on. 10. Yeah. Because you could scroll down and I'd see the 10 fucking pictures.
Damn it.
Oh. I'm like, why the fuck do you gotta keep scrolling?
I
should just say 3. Wait, because I have to think about it, because I was like going through my friends the other day, and I was like, why the fuck do they have so many pictures? And I'm like, 10.
Which, by the fucking way, I notice you don't like my posts.
I don't like anybody's post. I never like. It's very rare that I do. I must be in a good mood if you get a like.
Cookie, how many questions
are
left?
I'll go liking all your posts right now.
There's like about another 2 or 3.
You know
okay.
why? Because there's no
So
love.
Here's the thing. Jasmine is the winner for this round for sure. Okay, unfortunately, there is a 3-way tie for the next spot, which determines the seating position. So you're going to have to ask another 3 questions.
Son of a bitch.
Another 3 questions for the 3 people?
Yeah, for me, Guitar Guy, and Pepper, because one of us...
Yeah.
Because 2 of us have to move into the losers bracket, one of us has to or 2 of us will move into the winners bracket. Guitar Guy, and myself are tied. Jasmine won this round.
Ah, oh, Jazzy Jazz. Good job.
Okay, so who's next?
Kitty.
Jester.
Yeah.
Let's see. Can you name for me one of the creators of Twitter? There's a cumulative, I believe. 1, 2, there's 4. Can you name me 1?
No.
Okay.
Like, no way, man.
Here you go. Let's see if I can... Is,
Pepper, stop looking it up on your phone.
Like no, everything. I'm liking all his stuff.
I was kidding. You didn't have to do that.
I like your Facebook stuff.
Okay, here you go.
Disneyland.
I'll make it easy. Was Noah Glass one of the creators of Twitter?
No.
Yes.
Oh. Yes on that too.
I said no. He's like, can you name any of them? No, I can't. You could have said Pepper was one of the creators of Twitter.
I am one of the creators. What are you talking about?
We said Twitter, not Twatter.
Oh. Sorry. Got it confused.
Twatter?
Yeah.
Okay, Pepper.
I got it confused with Snapchat.
True or false? Tumblr was temporarily removed for having child pornography on it.
False.
No, that's
coming
true.
For the steal. Oh, yeah. Going for the steal.
Oh, it is true?
Yeah. No, you can't steal when it's only true or false.
True or false is the other answer. That's a cheating answer.
Yeah, you can only steal on the multiple choice or the straight answers. You can't steal on the true or false.
Oh, my God. That's true?
I knew that.
That's sick. Why would you have child pornography?
Okay. Here's a true or false question. Fuck. PewDiePie, spelled PewDiePie, has the most subscribers on YouTube. PewDiePie.
False.
True.
Fuck.
PewDiePie.
PewDiePie? Who is that?
Who's PewDiePie?
What is this?
I don't know.
I gotta look this up now. Damn it.
Sweden or something.
PewDiePie.
All right. Unfortunately,
damn it.
It's still a tie, but as the rules state,
I lost.
For double overtime, it now moves to all categories of how well do you know. So Cookie can ask us any how well do you know question.
Holy shit.
Okay.
This guy has 303.
We're going Golden Girls right now.
Followers.
God damn it.
We're doing right. Golden Girls.
Fuck it. Bring it.
It's a multiple choice.
Okay.
What was the most eaten dessert on Golden Girls? Blanche's vagina, cheesecake, or cookies?
Oh, come on. That was a toss-up. Fucking Blanche got around. That could be either A or B.
We're playing by the fact like there's a legit.
Okay, fine. B.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Picture it.
Sicily,
1922.
All right. Guitar guy is up.
Yo.
Okay, so we're gonna go ultra gay right now with the Academy Awards and Barbra Streisand.
Looks like I'll be taking that second winner spot.
Oh my God.
Continue.
When Barbra Streisand won her Oscar, she actually wasn't the only winner. She tied with someone else for Best Actress.
This is true.
Follow up, who did she tie with?
Your mom. I don't know.
I wish my mom was Katharine Hepburn.
If I take a guess, does that like take away one of my points?
He already answered the question.
Nobody said follow up.
I guess.
Not your mom.
No, clearly it's not your mom. I don't know who she tied up with. I guessed. I don't know anything about Barbra Streisand.
All right, Pepper.
Me, my turn, go.
Okay, let's see.
Give me an easy one.
Let's see. Let's do...
Because I don't know things.
Breaking Bad.
Oh, my God.
Arithmetic. Arithmetic.
Do Love and Hip Hop.
Arithmetic.
Love and Hip Hop.
Okay, we're going to do Friends. Mm-hmm. Who did they originally want to play Rachel on Friends?
I don't know.
Was it Courtney Cox or Janine Garofalo?
Probably Janine.
No, it was Courtney Cox.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Because Courtney Cox is on Friends.
I know, but she plays a good Monica, not a Rachel.
All right, so wait. So question, did Guitar Guy get his right?
Yeah.
Technically, yes.
Okay, so two more questions. Pepper moves into the loser's bracket. Okay.
I already am. I only have 1 point.
No, you had two. All of us had two. That's why we're now into triple overtime.
Oh, yay. I have two.
All right, Cookie.
I need a bathroom.
Let's see. Okay, here. Mm-hmm. What year did the Rams last win the Super Bowl?
Oh, I know this one. I fucking know this one. I know this one.
It's for me, right?
Yes.
I know it's 19... No?
I'll do my calculations. I had it.
You can't Google it.
No. I'm doing a calculator. I'm not fucking Googling because I know this answer.
Would that be 1990 never?
No, I know the year. I just saw it recently, too.
I know it. It's can I say it?
It's not in the 1900s?
Can we have Squanto stand up? I love how fucking proud he looks right now because we're talking about his team.
It is in the 1900s.
Squanto, take a bow.
It's 1900s.
It's in the 1900s. Cookie. I'm not that far off.
It's in the 1900s. It's not in the 18.
Is it? How far back are we going here?
It's not 1900s.
It's not 1900s?
The last time they won a Super Bowl is in the 1900s, yeah.
No, I already know. I don't know. It's 1986?
Nope. You're way off. Can I say it? Can I steal it?
No, I'm right. It wasn't in the...
Yes, it was.
No, you can't steal. You're already in the loser's bracket.
Bullshit. It wasn't in the 1800s. 19-something.
There's not a 19 in the number.
Okay. What is the last time then? Tell us.
2000.
They last won a Super Bowl?
Yeah. 2000. The year 2000? 2000?
They won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
No, you guys. No. I looked it up the other day. I sent it to you.
They've been to the Super Bowl since, but they haven't won since 2000.
The last time they won was 1936.
Oh, fuck checker went to pee. Sorry.
They last won in 1936.
Squanto.
Yeah.
Squanto has it. Last one, 2000.
No, I have it right here, 1996. I wasn't 36. Right, but I mean...
I have 1936.
That's when they...
I have 1996 right here.
Super Bowl was founded in 1936.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what I was talking about, yeah.
Womp, womp.
Because I made a joke. I said they were founded in, 1936. Took them 63 years. Oh, yeah.
So
took
just
them
sit 63 there, so years just sit to there win in a your Super wrongness Bowl. And yeah, be wrong.
Just wrong, wrongity, wrong, wrong, wrong.
Yeah, all right, Cookie, I guess it's my turn.
Okay.
Why ask that stupid
question? Who's performing at this year's Super Bowl halftime show?
I know.
Your mom.
Me and Pepper's mom.
Fuck, my mom told me too.
Are you going to pull the...
Does she tell you everything?
She's going to pull out her nipple.
She can't keep secrets for nothing.
They're going to do Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson again.
Hey, why are you ruining it for everybody?
So what? Because it's nasty. I shouldn't even be on Super Bowl. You guys are dumb.
Oh, wait. Sorry. I don't know, but it doesn't matter because I answered mine correctly.
Fuck you.
So that, unfortunately, that means Ray the Guitar Guy and Pepper move into the loser's bracket.
No.
Jasmine and I will face off with Cookie beginning for round two.
How come we weren't able to steal that?
Because you're already in the loser's bracket. You already lost.
I think losers should have a chance, too.
Yeah, we all do. They're called underdogs.
Well, anyways, you didn't know that question. I did.
The Google is strong with this one.
You're stupid. I'm smart.
And we end the show with a final drink.
Good night, everybody. Because I'm going to bed.
So until next week,
I like my cookies with nuts.